Aloha.
Followed by the pound key.
Aloha.
029. I think I hear some of you. Just say aloha back and then we'll start.
Aloha. Aloha.
Okay, great. Great. All right, let's go ahead and get going. So today is the solstice, and I wanted to do a call about empowerment. And what led me to these thoughts? Well, one is we're moving, it's solstice 2023, December, and we're moving into a period of time where we're going to be very in touch with our feelings, our emotions, our patterns, and then we're going to go into a period of a lot of extra energy somewhere around New Year. And, or just before New Year. So I wanted to kind of lay the groundwork to assist you in being the best you can be in walking the edge. And by walking the edge, I mean being empowered in the multidimensional reality, which we usually refer to as higher dimensions or light dimensions, and the place that we live, the 3D world, a little bit of the 4D world, and other, you know, lower dimensions. And I don't think of this as like a hierarchy and one's better than the other. When you do that, you end up kind of getting trapped into ways of thinking that don't accelerate your ability to heal or move energy. So staying neutral to what each dimension means is very helpful to you. And by walking the edge, I mean being able to move energy between dimensions in the way that is beneficial to the world and resonant with you. So that's basically what that means. So why 2024? Why is this the thing? Well, 2024 is adds up to the number 8. And you would think, well, of course, 8 means empowerment. It's a cumulative number. It's a number where people often make a lot of money. And so for as long as numbers have been around, people have had opinions about what they mean. And anytime people have opinions about what something means, it becomes part of the collective, part of the known world, and it becomes an energy around anything you do. So during the year of 2024, anytime someone thinks about it, writes about it, talks about 2024, that energy of 8 will be out there. So it gives everyone just a little bit of push towards manifesting, becoming empowered, knowing how to use your energy and feeling good about it and confident. The world could use some really good confidence right now. All right. So that's the impetus for getting us here. So I want to talk about power because so many people have a lot of weight around the word. Power is Latin for basically ability, your ability to get things done. It's the energy that you use to move into this world. And feeling like you have access to it and you know what you're going to do with it. I mean, that's basically what I'm talking about here. Before I get too far into it, I have a message for those of you who might be feeling overwhelmed, over-responsible, powerless, hopeless. What we want to move to is restoring trust. Your trust in the natural order of the universe. As human beings, we often get, and I know I have, this sense of holding the world on our shoulders. And we do need to shed our lofty sense of duty because it wears us out and it keeps us from being able to use power in a meaningful way. All right, so there's several ways that, several different ways that we're going to go about this today, but I'm going to use visualization. If you don't know anything about me, I work with energy, I read energy, I help people contain energy, I work with healing this way, and empowerment this way. So I'm going to use visualization. And I hope you can go along with that. But it's okay if you're not a visual person. Knowing it, believing it, all of that will also contribute. And if you're hearing me, it's already in motion anyway. Okay? I'm going to ask you a question. And it seems simple, but it's actually quite the opposite of that. The question is, what do you want? What do I want? So it's a loaded question because most people, when asked that question, including me for many years, ran it through the filter of consideration of what other people expected of me, the old promises that were made, how other people might respond to my answer. So I want you to just kind of clear the field and just let go of expectation and really get into what do you really want in the deep parts of your heart. What do you want to experience in your life? What do you want to feel? What do you want to learn? What do you want to be? So just sit with that. You don't have to have an immediate answer, but it's going to be helpful as we go through this. All right. So we're talking about how other people's opinions, thoughts get connected to people, places, or things, I suppose. And so we're always trying to clear off those thoughts and those thoughts that are hanging on our thoughts. So we want to clarify the word power. So if power to you means that people who have it misuse it and you might be angry at them or resent the way they use power, then that will bleed into your ability to use power. You're going to have to clear your deck, so to speak. You're going to have to clarify that field so you can hold power too without being angry at yourself for having it. Does that make sense? And this is also true for money. I haven't said this in a while, but if you think money is the source of all evil or much evil in the world, then it's going to be very hard for you to have money and then not be disappointed in yourself. So that's another deck that you need to clear if you are, if you're harboring any of that. And for most of us, we have this. And so it takes a little bit of practice in order to get into that clear space where you're not creating those thoughts and vibrating them out there over and over and over again. Because if you think money is a source of evil, then you're not going to be able to hold it. It's going to be very tough for you. Okay. So let's begin with creating a container of light. And I use a sphere for this. So go ahead and take some breaths in your nose and out your mouth. And settle. And if anything's on your mind, just let it go. If you're distracted by your phone, turn it off. Set it down. Just feel your breath. Breathe in the benevolence of the universe and breathe out what is heavy. In your mind's eye, create a sphere around yourself, and it needs to be a minimum of arm length away from you. Usually 2 to 3 times that is where people feel comfortable, but you want to find that comfort zone, the size of your sphere, and what feels good to you. It's not necessary to create a sphere, but this is how it benefits you. It helps you create a sacred space for you to feel your own resonance, how you're working with energy, and to practice with it. having that sacred peer space is really important, particularly when you're beginning. So call into your sphere all the things that make you feel comfortable and alive. And that could be a spirit guide, it could be a spirit animal, it could be your pet, whatever feels very comfortable for you, even furniture, crystals. You can create a pool, a cave, whatever it is. But just make sure it feels right for you. The place where you feel the most of you. To manifest anything, to change anything, we have to leave behind what our mind is holding. We have to be able to say no to the mind's repeating what has happened before. And the way we do that is we let in an infinite potential of energy. And I do that by imagining, knowing that there is a field of the universe above my head. It's absolutely neutral energy, but I'm going to bend it to benevolent energy to me. You can make it anything you want, but might as well go with beneficial, because most of us have some thought, at least, that the world is out to get us, so might as well work against that thought. All right. So within this beneficial sphere above your head, you're going to call in all the light that will benefit you now. And that could be any color. It could have any feeling with it. And go ahead and let that slide into your crown and fill your midline, which is a hollow tube from the top of your head to the bottom of the earth, or the middle of the earth, and then your sphere. Just let that energy fill. So this is the juice. This is your root magic, I suppose. This is what you're going to use in order to make something new. And it has to be powerful to break out of the mind's repeater pattern, because the mind can only give you what it's already experienced. It doesn't know how to create anything different. But this will be the juice and the power that you can use to do that. All right, so we want you to create the space, your sphere, in that beautiful, aligned energy, filling your midline. Now, when we're infused with this energy, we have some direction with it. And I usually ask for balance of my body, mind, and spirit. I usually ask for the infinite physical potential of my body. And I ask to know loving light and to hold that sense of tenderness for myself and other people. And speaking of that, I know we've all met people we wouldn't want to have more power. You wouldn't want to throw energy at someone who's misusing it. You wouldn't want to give them more. But you can hold a tender heart for that tender part of them that is also part of creation. So go ahead and breathe as your field is building and growing. And that pure, divine, loving light, you want that to fill all of the cells of your body. And we want to ask to learn how to love ourselves more, to accept who we are more. Because everywhere that we're not loving ourselves, we're split. And in those splits, our power is also split. Love unites. Love heals. And I mean divine love. I mean the highest source of energy that you can carry. Losing power is often a trick of the mind. And if you don't think you have it, you're not going to use it or misuse it. Sometimes other people convince us that you don't have right to your own power, but they do. And over time, we can forget that we gave it away. We can also disintegrate our power through shock, abuse, trauma, surgery, events, world events. We can just leak energy this way. And it's up to us to call it back home. Now, I, of course, work with soul retrieval, where we call back the parts of us that are in the universe. And, you know, we have a method for doing that. But also big pieces of our power and permission to use it can be outside of us in a place that we forgot we left it. So in your next breath, if there's any power that you've left or soul pieces outside of you that are ready to come home, invite them now to enter your sphere. There's only one reason that I've ever come across that our power doesn't return to us or a soul part doesn't. And that reason is it hasn't finished its mission and we have not provided the place for it to come home. Some of the parts of ourselves, the disintegrated soul pieces of ourselves, are out in the universe learning things, doing things, and actually sometimes really in a growth mode. And in order for them to come home, you're going to have to be able to hold that energy to accept all the insight they got while they were out there. So never hesitate to kind of power up when you're ready to bring parts of yourself back. So on that note, go ahead and do it. Whatever feeling of empowerment, love, and wisdom that you're holding, go ahead and amplify that just a little bit higher. And ask again, any parts of yourself that are ready to come home, to come home. I mentioned not finishing a mission, but what that means is it just is entangled in something that it hasn't been disentangled with yet. It's not about time. It's about the way you hold it and see it. And when you shift that, it comes back. Sometimes we surrender our power to other people, hoping that they're going to catch up to us or see us or recognize us. And, you know, if you've experienced this, you've probably never seen it actually succeed. Sometimes we can be friendly with someone, but we don't allow them to hold our power. Go ahead and pull that back. If there's anyone that you've set your power with that you're waiting for, just go ahead and pull that energy back. And if this is a matter of the heart or your love life, then definitely pull it back because there's no attraction if all of your energy is with someone else. So just as a reminder, this visualization I have you in, this is how you are holding power. This is how you practice harnessing power. And if that word bothers you, write it in light until you let go of anything about it that throws you off your center. So we digest universal energy. Even this fine, beautiful energy coming in, we've made it our own because it's come to us. And that's the sort of a sense of making it yours. And it's not anyone else's. It could become, but at this point, it's become yours because you've digested it. You've said yes to it. You have accepted it. And that is already within your field. Even if you let it go, it's going to have your signature on it. So feel free to call anything back that you've let go of. If you're a seer, you'll begin to identify energy that other people have digested and worked on. And I don't mean through the stomach, I mean through the energy field. And when they're finished with it, it just goes back to zero. It just, you know, that zero minus infinity point where it is dissolved and ready to be used by someone else. And there's an infinite amount. You're not taking it away from someone else. So you're holding this energy, this power now. And as I said, the edge walking is the mastery of harmony and the dynamic interaction between your everyday life and the infinite dimensions. And what you learn to do is find where you fit, where you resonate. And by knowing the answer to the question, what do I want? That helps you know what feels resonant with you. And when you know what feels resonant to you, you're in the right place at the right time. I mentioned tenderness before. Sometimes we see a very difficult situation, and to throw energy at it could just empower something you don't want to empower. But you can always hold tenderness and loving light for all beings involved in any situation. And you want to disentangle the misery. We've really sort of wired ourselves to a lot of misery. And we certainly can do it for ourselves. I want you to think of any place that you may have left your energy with someone else. Something that is a little more intricate than what we've done so far today. And I'm going to hold the energy of disentangling it. So what is you can come home. And don't feel like you have to leave some of yourself behind. Just hold that loving light as it emerges from the entanglement and comes home to you. And by the way, if your soul pieces are being carried around by someone else, they can't do anything with them anyway. You may as well bring them home. They will feel freer. Sometimes we leave these places just on the edge of the other side of life. And feel free to call those parts home. Keep breathing. So I was talking about the mind earlier, and the mind likes to maintain the status quo of things. The mind, you know, is so invested in the status quo to keep you safe, keep you in something familiar, that it doesn't mind if your wings get clipped when you're trying to expand or do something different. So this is the other reason why we hold that infinite potential open within our empowerment. Within our energetic field, because that is the cleanest and easiest way to set the mind at ease, that something bigger is on the playing field and something new is right around the corner for it to learn about. So with that loving light, if you haven't done it already, I want you to feel confidence, a stream of energy of pure divine confidence descending right through your crown and right through your midline. If you can hold a tender heart and confidence without feeling superior to anyone else, you have everything it takes to walk between the worlds. And what advantage does it bring to the world when you're holding a line of infinite potential? You've opened up other potential realities that other people can graft on, can notice, can begin to do for themselves. And you don't have to know much about it, and you don't have to carry it for someone else. But you become actually the walking seed for a different world. And I'm going to circle back to what do you want? You don't want to settle for mediocre. What you want to settle for is what resonates with you, and it might not be anything you expect. When you let this part of your soul cut through the expectations that you've put on yourself, other people have put on yourself, you're able to find this place. And if you do it with tenderness, with the excitement of a new day dawning, this is when you really get to create your life in the way that works for you. So the other place that we hold energy is in things. And if you've ever cleaned out a clutter drawer, you know what I'm talking about. Loaded with memories, some good, some not, but it's still energy that is your energy. So to feel neutral about an item, which means you let go of the pain of holding it, you let go of needing it, in order to feel good about yourself, you can reclaim the energy that is holding that item. Oh, you have no idea how much of your energy is in items. And if you're feeling ill or not up to your best, please take care of this. Go ahead and bless the items, donate them, give them away. Just move through clearing your space so you're holding clear power. So, of course, blaming other people is a great way to waste your energy. And I'm not saying you shouldn't feel what you feel. I want you to feel what you feel, but know what it is. Know what it is. It is you ready to reclaim your power is the ultimate message of that type of blame. And so if you have someone in your life that you realize you're still blaming a little for what's going on with you or other people, if you've worked with me, you can use an infinity loop, put yourself in one side and the other person in the other, and just let the energy swim between you in an eight, a liquid light of energy, of pure divine love. When I do this, this is a real clean, easy way to read, to see what you haven't seen yet. And we just sit with the stillness, because the stillness is where we really recognize our power. When we gain it and call it back, we're able to read the situation. I call it a kind of a prisoner exchange. If you're holding any energy of someone else, you want to give it back to them. And if they're holding any of yours, you want to have it come back. And there are times you do this many times with someone if they're really deep in your life. Because your awareness, your consciousness, your unconscious is only going to let you do a certain amount that it's prepared for. That's why I use what you're ready for. What you've prepared, what you've already healed. If you're creating a new business, a new life, a new world, raising children, anything along that line, you really cannot afford to leave any energy on the table. So again, let's go ahead and invite more back into your sphere. It can be in things. It can be with other people. It can even be in places. So keep breathing and invite that energy in. Your sphere is a purified field. Nothing harmful can come in it. And if it's yours, it completely resonates immediately. I work with something called Signature Light. And it's a way to also infuse or to infuse your field of all the things you're working on, like pillars of light. So one signature light is confidence. We use that. We use divine, pure love. Let that come in. And to me, it's like a ribbon of colored energy, but you can perceive it any way that feels right to you. And let that descend into your crown and fill your sphere. The ability for the physical body to self-repair with divine assistance, allow that ribbon of energy to descend. It might be green, might be silver, whatever it is, let it come. And these days, I think a balanced, if this feels right to you, go ahead and ask for this, a balanced signature light, balancing your mind, body, and spirit. And wisdom. Very good. So I also like a creative one. So you're a creative person no matter what you're doing in life. So something that sparks your creativity, allow that signature light to be with you. It's impossible to create new and amazing things with any fun if you've lost touch with your innocence, the inner child that is very wise. Go ahead and ask for the energy for your inner child, your innocence to play within your life. One of the easiest ways to restore your life is to listen to your inner child. And then I think a signature light for prosperity and manifestation, the magic of that, allow that to be with you. And then ask for a signature light, if this is right for you, for edge walking in your energy management. It becomes like a guided energy that you're just surrounding yourself with. Just a little reminder, tapping you on your shoulder to see things differently, do things maybe a little differently than you have before. There are times that we really cannot heal unless we go into things, unless we dive deep, feel them completely. Sometimes, though, we're in that so much we forget the bigger picture. So today is really about that bigger picture, holding the power to create what you want, knowing what you want, and being fearless and feeling what you need to feel. But the healing isn't because you dumped into a dark hole. The healing is because you held light in the dark hole. And that you were reverent about the darkness you were around. And I don't mean evil. I mean the deep mother energy that holds the pain. We all have little pockets of trauma. And being tender without avoiding or judging is the easiest way to resolve it. But we're shocked because we've been shocked for years about these things. Other people have judged them. There are societal ideas of what it should be, what happened to us. And all those are layers, and it's our job to release those layers. And this is where the mind is helpful. The mind, you know, the mind can, just by saying that you're ready to release those layers, the mind will step in and help you with that. Of course, you're using the energy of light too. And you can use light to dissolve. Not because you're angry, not because you're judgmental, but just because you're finished. Okay, so I have said most of what I came to say today, and I'm going to take questions at star 2. I prefer questions about what we're talking to, but if you have a personal question, try to weave it into what we're talking about so we can make it educational. And I'll be here for a little bit answering questions, at least to the top of the hour. All right, let me get to that. Oh, and by the way, thank you for showing up. So would somebody hit star 2 so I know it's working? Okay, there we go. It's working. All right. I see Elena. I'm going to open your line. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. Thank you, because you're a wonderful meditation.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I had a lot of clarity around the point of our power, where, you know, my thoughts or beliefs or people in power are, whether they're out to get us or it's not fair, something along those lines. So,
right.
Thank you for bringing that forward.
You're welcome.
Can you expand on that anymore?
About how we leave energy with other people.
Yes.
And disempower ourselves.
Yes.
The self-disempowerment is a program, right? And I think part of it is that we all feel victimized by the way other people use power. And it's some people are fearless and they don't mind making mistakes or who they hurt. And I think some part of us doesn't like that. And we go into, of course, judgment. We don't like it. We want to do it different. But because they have power, we start judging that power itself or that money that they use to do things. And so then, of course, if we're judging it, we can't hold it and feel good about ourselves. So then we start separating ourselves from our own power in increments until we have none. So there's so many ways to get it back. Did you feel good about getting it back?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you want to disentangle the pattern of projecting your power on people you don't like or you don't have much trust in. And that's not easy, but it's worth doing because tender heart, strong spine, you know, a courageous heart, that's what you need to move through this world. And you don't want to spend 10 minutes, you know, berating what someone else did. What you want to do is hold that energy for that new life you're creating and world that you're holding. So think of it as time management too. And the more you give them, the more you give them power. You might not be throwing energy at them, but all those thoughts also amplify and attention is what many people who misuse power feed off of.
Right.
So no reason to give it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I can I've let social media and TV and things do this, and I just need to bring it all, call it back in. I'm getting better, but I need to clean it up some more.
That's right. I mean, because people monetize your anger these days, right? They monetize, you know, victimization. They monetize, you know, crazy things. And, yeah, there's no reason to feed that cycle either.
Right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for such a beautiful call.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, Margaret, you have your hand up. I'm going to open your line.
Thank you. You know, Sherry, I was working and I just now got on. So I missed, but I heard you talk about people in power. And I'm going through this thing. I just got it. Off of the phone with a friend because I'm having this person that repeatedly comes and tears things up and to slash my tire and that kind of thing. So I don't know if this is the kind of energy you want on the phone call or not, but she just told me, and I've been trying to work on it energetically to neutralize,
mm-hmm.
but... she talked to a police person, you know. I just want someone to help me try to keep things neutral so that he'll just kind of get bored and leave. And I have been trying to stay positive. In fact, a week before the last time, I was just high from all the beautiful things that have happened, you know, that are coming together for me in my life this year. I've let go of a lot of, you know, like my issues with aging, just from being able to connect with some old friends that are just happy to see me, you know, and know me. And we share history and that. And I've been working in ways that I just feel I've never felt this wonderful working. You know,
so Margaret, I have a quick question for you because I don't want to keep you too long. So tell me, when was just a simple answer? When was the last time you had an incident with this fellow?
This week.
This week. Okay, so this is what I want you to do: listen to what the call later, which you'll have on replay. But go ahead and take a breath. So we were working with signature lights earlier. So you might, you know, I usually think of protection as where we hold ourselves in, not a brick wall to keep other people out.
Okay.
But sometimes the sanctity of our own energy needs to be established to the degree that other people would naturally stay out of it or would
okay.
be,
yes.
you know,
I
kind
like
of
that.
Bounced off of the edge, right?
Like
so
that.
If you, some people like Archangel Michael, but whatever works for you,
yeah.
go ahead and pull that energy in. I use opalescent energy personally. I haven't needed to do this in a long time, but the sphere that you create around yourself, I want you to put it in your whole house and all over your car.
The sphere?
Sphere, yeah. You know that big circle of
sphere.
Energy we work
you,
in?
I thought you said F-E-A-R.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so go ahead
right.
and have that big round bubble of energy and just fill it with this. Do this two or three times a day. You're doing it, think of feeling safe, secure, and the world loves you and needs you. You know, just the simple feeling of confidence, too. Just hold that energy in that space.
Okay.
All right. So this is the best energetic, and also stay grounded through this. This is one of the best ways that we can work with this energetically.
Oh,
so, Margaret, thanks for raising
good.
Your hand.
Well, thank you for that bit. I've really been searching for that rather than, like, put big walls around my house or put security
yeah.
up. It just feels like the wrong, it to me, it feels like the wrong way to go about it.
Well, so, there's nothing wrong with security, because if you need to do, take police action, having a video of somebody doing something is kind of helpful.
Yeah, right.
You can be neutral about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be neutral about it. Like, I'm just taking care of myself and where I live. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much, Sarah. Appreciate it. Bye.
Okay. Elena.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I could use some help with grounding and my right knee.
Grounding. Okay. So is there like a resistance to grounding? Tell me what's going on with that.
Well, pretty much for 75 years.
Tell me why. Do you not like the earth?
Oh,
or...
No, I cleared an allergy. You know, I looked to see if I had an allergy. It's just a lot of significant trauma from birth to my 30s. I was the one.
Indifference.
So, yeah, it's just I want to know that I can stay in my body and be safe. And I mean, I'm in a very wonderful, wonderful relationship, marriage. But there's still an old pattern of, you know, not staying in well.
Not staying in your body.
Yeah, okay.
So your body's not, it's not, so you're replaying the pattern of my body's not safe, I'm getting
out
of here.
Right.
Okay, so I know this pattern. So go ahead and breathe for me. Let me get in deeper. So remember
when
I'm
there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, now I can, yeah.
There are pieces of us that disintegrate through trauma, and, you know, soul retrieval is pulling them back, getting them back. And there are parts of you that have the message, let's get the heck out of here. And without any consideration of what that means for your life.
Right.
And so that's just how deep the trauma is. It doesn't matter, you know, what side of the world you're on, living or not. We just have to get out. So those parts, all the parts related to that inability, you want to put in a healing circle. You can use your whole sphere for that. But you want to hold that tender space for those parts of yourself that are still in the trauma and do not even know you're in a safe relationship.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So some parts of you are not aware of that yet. And so you can talk to them forever, but that won't work. What will work is holding that tender, loving light for them where they're accepted, so they know they're belonged, they belong and they're wanted right here and now. And so I use visualization for this and energy work, but you can create young parts of ourselves, often like a park, but it can be anything you want. How old are these parts that you feel?
Well, they could be from birth to 30, 35.
Okay, so the nonverbal parts, the ones, you know, before,
mm-hmm.
Those take tender, loving care. And I would be with those parts two or three times a day, just reminding them, because you're the adult now. You're the one mothering these parts now.
Mm-hmm.
You're the wise one holding the energy for the healing for these parts. And this is important to do because this will affect your health and, of course, your well-being and your sense of security here. And your well-being is so enhanced when you're grounded, when you're in your body. Your sphere of influence and energy gets bigger, and you just feel yourself, more yourself, because right now there's like a fight going on to not really feel yourself. And so pull those parts in the healing circle. So what, when you think of like the deepest mother kind of energy, describe that to me or feel it. And is that a trigger word, mother?
A little bit.
That's okay. Yeah, so we'll have to clean that up. But also you can use dolphin spirits or Great Mother Bear is my favorite because a bear hugs and children usually have teddy bears. letting those parts be held in a beautiful way where you actually feel the sensation of the tactile touch. I'll go ahead and do that with these parts. They're kind of invisible. They don't want to really be seen yet, but they're pretty powerful. Your 30-year-old parts, there feels like a sadness. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so those will work with those are more readily worked with, partly because there's language involved, but also they're just letting down the burden. And they feel kind of hollowed out. And there's anger under the sadness too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to feel all of these layers. And in between every single layer, you're going to infuse loving light. So the energy that we brought in for that we worked with today, you want to let that surround. A signature light you can bring in is one that is designated to bring wholeness to you and integrate these aspects of you that have disintegrated. So you're having on your playing field an energy all the time working towards pulling these parts back. And what will do it is the quality of the loving light you're holding. And you can use anything. It could be angels, it can be bears, it can be dolphins, it can be whatever brings that deep sense of belonging and being wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what's going on now.
So, well, I'm listening and I'm thinking I'm going to have to set it. I'm going to have to really be disciplined to do this 3 times a day.
Yeah, start 3 times. Then you can go to 2. But, you know, you want to get under it. You do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are very powerful parts. They drive addiction. They drive illness. I mean, and it sounds like I'm very judgy towards them. I just know how powerful
Mm-mm.
they can be.
No.
They are very powerful.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
want them as an ally.
Yes. So I was thinking about, dolphins or the most tender, kind person I know is my husband.
Beautiful. Allow some his healing soul to be there too.
Yeah, he's going through some cancer stuff right now, so I'm not asking much of him.
Yes, I understand. You would want to call in a soul part that wouldn't inhibit his own healing.
Right.
So remember when I said sometimes we hide ourselves in the abuser, because it's safe in the abuser, like hiding under the skirts. So it's a little bit like a collaboration, but actually we're not seeing if we're hiding in there. They're looking for other, you know, victims often, if our energy is there rather than with us. Then we go blank. We're not really home, that part they were attacking. And if you're not really home, you know, there's the feeling that perhaps the tax will lessen. Now, I do feel like you have one part of yourself kind of hiding in an abuser.
Hmm.
Do you think that might be true?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. So,
I don't know if that would be my father, my mother, or my first husband. They were the most.
Yeah. Well, you'll know. I can walk you through and do the whole thing, but you'll have to do the feeling part of it. And the more you recognize yourself, the more potent it is. So when you're in this healing circle, invite the parts that may be hiding with others.
Okay.
And just as a key, sometimes another part is needed before any of them start healing. So just you'll feel the motion, you'll feel the acceptance of love when the healing begins. And sometimes you're sitting for a while, and that's okay. You just have to know something under the surface is working.
Mm.
So when you amp up, and here's another clue for you. When you're amping up your energy of loving light, sometimes you're thinking about it more than allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher the quality of this pure divine light you're holding while grounded, the faster this takes place, the more readily it works.
Okay.
It always works, but if you want to accelerate it, that would be a way. But of course, you want to accelerate it for your health, not because of, you know, judgment or of these parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to hold you and everyone on the call in wholeness. And so we'll do that now. And if you want some sessions, let me know.
Okay.
Something else.
Thanks, Shirley.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to mute your line. I don't have any other hands up. So this is what we're going to do. Go ahead and breathe through your nose and out your mouth. Check out your sphere. And if there's a part of me hidden in an abuser or kind of lost in the universe from a shocking event, and they're ready to come home, I call them now. And I want you to imagine like a golden signature light right in that midline, making a home for these parts to come to. The beautiful thing about parts coming home is the insight that unfurls for you. It's like they lived a completely different life and they have so much to share. It is really like a prodigal son. So keep breathing. The other thing that happens that slows down our empowerment is we begin to take on the opinions of others towards ourselves. If we're talked down to, if we weren't really respected or loved well by parents or authority figures, some part of us takes over that abusive voice, and we have this low-level, constant energy of dragging you down. So the part of yourself that is attached to that voice is the one you want to heal. That's the one you want to pull in the healing circle and just infuse that with loving light. Now, it seems simple, but it's not a one and done almost ever because we don't really hold that much loving light. We're just babies at this. So that's why doing it more makes it happen faster, and you get to where you're carrying it all the time. So anytime it comes across your notice, you're automatically infusing loving light. So you're not even having to meditate at this point. You're just doing it all the time. And that's also an edge walking skill. Okay. Give it another minute. If another hand wants to come up, it's star two. I'd like to call in Great Mother Bear for those of you with very young parts that need to be held by a powerful, loving animal spirit. The Great Mother Bear, if you haven't been with me in a long time, is the energy between, you know, the universe and Earth, and she is very protective, but she's also kind of guards the garden of this world and our inner world. So she's perfect for the young parts of us. And I usually see my inner child sitting in her lap and her great big bear claws holding me. I feel her chin on the top of my head, just infusing me with golden light. Now, the beautiful thing about Great Mother Bear energy is her heart is so pure. And allow it to resonate with your heart. And it's not going to shift your heart so much as reveal your heart. And just sit with that energy, with these very young parts of you. Sometimes we hold on to a story because we haven't finished the story. Sometimes we really need other people to hear the story. And we can project that onto doctors, teachers, parents, lovers, husbands. This sense that that someone must hear the story. So we're so entangled with it, we can't quite finish it. And it's this loving light, the quality of the loving light, that begins the disentanglement. So we're no longer needing to wait. The story is just revealed, and the light becomes the most important thing. Okay. All right. Davey, your hand's up. I'm going to answer you. Okay, your line's open.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. So you talk about money.
Yes.
Earlier, can you expand that part?
Sure. About how we feel about money and how we.
Yeah.
So if we think of money as being used incorrectly, or to punish other people, or used as a weapon, then we're not neutral enough in order to hold it. We will repel it. Mm-hmm. So the way to get over that is just to move into that neutral position. So I have it, I don't have it. People misuse it, but then some people do good things with it. We get to where we're kind of even in our feel for it. And sometimes the part of ourself that's really angry about how money has controlled us or the world, that part requires healing, the part that's attached to that. Because if people who have great intention have money, the world is probably going to be a better place. So don't keep yourself from having it just because someone else misused it. All right, so the part of you that is hesitant about money, afraid, sometimes we're afraid of the responsibility of money, like we're so afraid of losing it, we don't actually get it. And so you want to hold all of this energy of feeling like you can have whatever you want. And the more you hold the energy of feeling that sense of enrichment or having what you want, the easier it is for money or things to show up for you. It's a clearer manifestation that way. Otherwise, it goes through all the ins and outs of what our mind is thinking and feeling.
But, like, when I hold that, do I need to put a lot of emotion in it, or I actually don't have to?
You don't have to have emotion. You want it, but it's okay to know how you would feel, if that makes sense. Like that sense of accomplishment or confidence. Confidence is a good one. How confident would you feel if you had the money you want?
Okay.
Right? So anything you associate with what you would do with that money, or how you would feel if you would get it, if you're holding that, that's just one more attracted point. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense? Did we cover it?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
All right. So thank you. So I didn't talk about tethers. Sometimes our energy is just tethered places. And again, people, places, or things, where it's almost like this line of energy is just being held. And that is a lot of energy if you've got like an entire rope of it, holding something in place or being held in place. So anywhere that you're tethered or have tethered yourself, anchored yourself, or someone is holding your anchor, go ahead and just invite that back. We have this false notion that our relationships will disintegrate if we take our energy back. But in fact, it's the only way they can improve, if you take your energy back. It's not a real relationship if someone's holding your energy. and there's no opportunity to really be equal with someone if they're holding your energy or you're holding theirs. Sometimes we love someone so much that we forget that they're a sovereign being and we hang on. Mothers and children come to mind. So anytime you're doing it, let it go and bless it. And anytime someone's doing it with you, pull it back and bless it. Resentment. I talked about blame and shame, but resentment is another place that we lose energy. So in your healing circle, which is your sphere, go ahead and feel that part of you that is resentful about something. Like someone didn't give you something, you were supposed to have something, you didn't. Someone got it, you didn't. Anything along that line. So that's energy that you've left on the table, right? And you don't want that. So go ahead and use your command to disentangle and bring your part back. The part of you that fueled the resentment. And let all the other parts, the story, the other person, just let that just turn to light. Now, I'm feeling some people holding like a crying, sad, displaced part under that resentment. And our job is to hold the loving light for them. So go ahead and do that. I'm not saying it's easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And it's not easy because we're not wired to hold tender, loving care for ourselves. But this helps us do it exactly where it's needed. Okay, good. I'd like to thank every single one of you for showing up today. The recording should be at the bottom of the invitation where it says replay broadcast or something. If you can't get it, drop me an email. I am working on a program about edgewalkers and mastering that into January, sometime in February, I'll launch it. Not really sure how I'm going to put that together yet. I'm thinking of over months, short blasts of it. I think that might be more effective than just a deep one, but I'm not sure yet. I haven't really gotten that answer, but I know the material. I also have a monthly call and dolphin weekend that I do, which is just infusion of essential dolphin energy, and I answer emails for people in that group. If you have an interest in that, let me know. Anyway, thank you for showing up today. Happy solstice. And let's say ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Ahui ho.
Mahalo.
Thank you
all.
Ahui ho. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you so much.
A gentle soul.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
So beautiful.